The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to the show. We're going to have another evening of Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing. And tonight we have a topic that's actually really near and dear to my heart and all of our guests around the table. Tonight we are going to be speaking with Allison Stoke. Allison is the wife of Jeremy Stoke. And many of you may remember Jeremy because during 2018, we had the car fire, and we're going to hear about Jeremy's legacy. We're going to hear about what him and his friends and family have built in our community. Jeremy is the gentleman, the firefighter who lost his life during the car fire, simply just trying to do the right thing. My understanding, and we'll talk with Allison a little bit more about that, he technically wasn't even on the clock, and he went into work to be able to help his comrades in our community. And that right there is the whole premise of this show. So to give our listeners a little background as to how Heroes of the North State came about, and this is the very reason. So back in 2018, our community prior to the car fire was actually just going through a period of unrest. And so I would hear people complaining about just simple things. And I remember thinking, well, you know, we need to really get over this because our community is one of the most loving and giving communities that I know. And we've actually at that time rated number 7th in the U.S. for giving communities. And then the car fire happened. And as tragic as it was, out of that came blessings because many, many people in our community rose above to help their fellow neighbor, their fellow man, simply because it was the right thing to do. There were people that needed their livestock taken care of. There were people who needed a toothbrush. There were people that needed their pets stayed in somebody else's house. People took in complete strangers. And this went on for weeks and months. And because of that, I remember sitting at home and talking to my family and saying, you know, we really need to shine a light on these amazing people in our community. Somebody needs to tell these stories. And so I came down here to Carl and Linda Bott at KCNR and had a conversation with them, and we launched Heroes of the North State. And from that was also tragedy. And we have Allison here. And Allison, I'd like to welcome you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And we do want to hear your story. We want to hear about Jeremy, and we want to hear about the legacy and everything in between. But we also have some other guests that I'd like to just briefly introduce, and we'll give everybody an opportunity to talk as we go throughout the evening. We have Ryan Kupski. He's with us. He is one of the Did I say your last name correctly?
That's correct.
Okay. And he is one of the top ACTS winners, and we're going to tell you what that means. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And then we have Carly Gibalisco?
Gibalisco.
I told her in advance that it's probably not going to be correct. And she is the current treasurer of the Jeremy Stokes Legacy Fire Foundation, but so much more, and we'll learn more about that. Thank you for coming, Carly.
Thank you.
And then we also have Patrick O'Connor, and Patrick is a board member and friend, and we can hear more about that. Thank you for coming, Patrick.
Good evening.
Okay, thank you. And so we're gonna go ahead and jump right in because there's a lot to talk about this evening in a short amount of time, and we always seem to run out of that. So, Allison, you know, where do you start on a conversation like this? So I would just like to start with, just tell us a little bit, like, who was Jeremy?
I think most people know that he was a big man. He had a big heart and a big personality, and he loved this community. He was an amazing dad and a wonderful husband. He wanted to give to everybody that he possibly could in any way, and that included the kids and I every single day.
Wow. Okay. So when I knew him, so just a little bit. I knew Jeremy and Allison through a committee we did Relay for Life together when it was held out in Shasta College. They had their team, we had ours, and that's how we met. And I know you better now than I did then, but we always had a lovely time. It was a lot of fun giving back to the community, and that was just the soul of, like, who your family is and who you are today. So tell us a little bit who Jeremy was outside of his uniform, like as a husband, a father, a friend, community member, like just whatever comes to mind. It's probably hard to...
It's hard to put him into words, for sure.
Yeah.
He was the guy that wanted to sit by the campfire and have a drink with his friends and not talk about work.
Okay.
And talk about the kids and what they were doing. And he was the guy that wanted to show up to the Wings of Angels fundraiser and give every dollar he had in his pocket.
Yeah.
He was the guy that made sure that at 1 o'clock in the morning when Chase DiMatteo and I wanted to call it quits at the Relay for Life was, nope, we got this. We're going to do this. It'll be fun. He loved his children more than anything on this planet.
Yeah. I just remember his big smile.
Yeah.
I can remember because I was a night walker at Relay for Life.
Yeah.
I worked during the day doing my volunteer work, and then in the evening I got to play because I was technically off that shift.
Yeah.
And so I was a night walker, and we would walk around, and then just his big smile in the middle of all of that.
Yeah.
So,
he very rarely didn't have a smile on his face. I think mainly when I was trying to take a selfie is when he did not have a smile on his face. Unless we were at a Giants game, then he was pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
He would have given everything for his family. And he did every single day. So he did love his job. He loved his department. He loved the guys that he did love them, but he would have given everything for us if we had asked him to.
Yeah. Yeah. I agreed. So when I think about that, I think, you know, about your children and the legacy that he's left in them. What types of traits do you see in them that remind you of Jeremy?
I don't know that they're all appropriate for the radio. Caleb's work ethic. Aubrey and Caleb both have an extraordinary work ethic. They will work hard every single day. Caleb's love for helping those in need, being there on their worst day, that shows in the career choices that he's making. Aubrey has his smile and his love of just having a good time. They embody some of the most amazing qualities about him, but I think the love that they have for their family and the love that they have for their community as well, wanting to be a part of the foundation in the future, definitely shows all the time.
Yeah, and how old are they now?
Caleb is 21, and Aubrey will be 18 in like 30 short days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so 8 years. Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of changes, a lot of things have happened. We're going to be taking a commercial break in just a moment, but before we do, let me just quickly go to Carly. And so, Carly, as the treasurer and part of the founder, so how did you know Jeremy?
Through friends, you know, over time, getting to know him and Allison, and then actually my husband worked with him, too, with Cal Fire.
Okay.
So, you know, there's that bond, and over time.
Well, there's nothing like, and you know, Pat, you can probably jump right in and share. There's nothing like a bond of brotherhood.
No, there's not. Jeremy certainly appreciated that, brought that to the table, and held a lot of people accountable to it, too. He set an example for everybody to embrace that brotherhood, but also his dedication to the community with, you know, those kind of catchwords that we use in the fire service, you know, dedication, commitment, sacrifice. He embodied, you know, every bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 I agree. Definitely. And then Ryan, you were younger because you're young now. So you had met him, you knew him.
Yeah. I knew very well of him. He was, you know, unlike everyone else in this room, you know, Jay was a firefighter and he was, you know, a big member of this community, but he wasn't any of those things to me at the time. Knowing Jay growing up, he was just Uncle Jay.
Yeah.
You know, he was, you know, Nerf battles, you know, like he was water balloon fights. He was like late night movies. he was that type of guy to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really awesome. Well, we're going to take a commercial break. See how fast that goes?
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll learn more about tonight's topic and how the community can get involved or go from there. We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Slade, Heroes of the North State. And tonight we have Allison Stoke here and a whole bunch of his Allison's friends and Jeremy's friends. And we're talking about the Jeremy Stokes Legacy Fire Foundation. And honestly, I just knew it as the Jeremy Stokes Foundation. So when I looked up the proper name, I'm like, it's the Jeremy Stokes Foundation. That's what everybody knows it by. So with that, I got a couple questions for you, Allison.
Okay.
And I'm trying to be respectful. So the car fire, it changed our community and your family forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about that, I wonder, what do you want people to understand about Jeremy and his service that day?
I think that his service that day embodied exactly who Jeremy was. He was the guy that was going to put down everything to make sure that those that needed him were there. And I think that if I had asked him to not go, that I needed him, he wouldn't have gone. Yeah. But I knew in my heart of hearts that that's where he needed to be. For one second, did I think that would be the outcome? Never. We don't send our husbands off to do their jobs or our wives off to do their jobs to think, you know, in any public safety situation that that's going to be the end point.
Yeah.
But I would never have asked him to stay.
Yeah.
He needed to be there with his brothers and sisters and making sure that they were good and that the community was good.
So prior to that day, what was your family doing?
We were camping with some of our best friends up in Oregon. We had just been on a trip that we took every summer as families. The two families got together every summer, and we got together more than that. But that was a tradition for us since our kids were little. And he got the call the night before of what was going on, and he laid awake most of the night tossing and turning about what to do, and got up the next morning and said, "We need to go home."
Yeah. Yeah. So then here we are all these years later. When did the idea of the Jeremy Soaks Foundation begin for you?
It actually didn't begin for me. It began for some of his friends, Carly included, and Sam Hunt was another one of those friends, and Carly Hunt, his wife. I'm sorry, Corey Hunt, his wife. Yeah. I'm staring at Carly while I say that. And it was, I think, a need to do something to keep his name and his memory alive. And I'm so thankful every single day that they decided that needed to happen.
Yeah.
I think that I don't know what I would do without this foundation, without a purpose behind him and his name.
Do you feel that this in some way helped you heal to where you're at now?
Yes. I think that's a big part of it. I think allowing me the privilege of saying his name almost every day, of allowing me to be able to continue with what he would have done, especially with Shasta College. That was his passion, was teaching future generations the right way to do the job. I think it definitely gave me a purpose. It gave me an outlet to continue to have his name said in this community.
Yeah.
So many times when people are gone, we don't talk about them. We don't continue with who they are. And so I've been given an amazing opportunity to continue to talk about him constantly, which I love to do.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. And we can all chime in if you have something. But I think sometimes, like in my position, it's if you say it, so because I've been guilty of this, if I'm the one that brings it up to you and it was the one moment you had where you were finally thinking of something else, so then we don't tend to say anything. And then if I do that and no one else says anything, it becomes a silent thing in the room.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm really thankful because I am surrounded by people every single day, even in my home. He's very present in our lives every day. I don't think that there's probably a day that doesn't go by that I don't talk to him or talk about him with someone or my children, my spouse, my friends. Yeah.
So speaking of your friends, I'm going to turn to you, Carly, again. Okay. So you get the news. Mm-hmm. How long from the time you got the news to when the foundation conversations started happening?
Oh, gosh. To be honest with you, I wasn't initially a part of that conversation. Okay. I got brought on to get raffle baskets.
Oh, that's how every good nonprofit starts. Can you help me get a donation?
Yes. And I'm very involved in our community. I love volunteering. So, you know, Sam and Corey knew that about me. And that was part of the reason why they wanted to bring me on.
Okay.
And then after that, it kind of just blossomed. You know, I'm very passionate, and what else, you know, for me, what else, you know, I love to give back, and I just, this was so close to home for me, so I wanted to be a part of it.
So then, Pat, thank you for that. Yeah. I'm going to ask you, so then how did you become involved in the foundation? So what's your role?
I'm a board member at this point. I was brought on, I think, three years ago.
Okay.
Jeremy and I were really close. He was my partner at the time of the car fire.
Oh, I see.
Our careers kind of married each other with being firefighters and engineers. But it really is about a legacy. I know there's the fire component and the firemanship behind it, but most people, I would say probably close to 100% of people that you talk to about Jeremy,
yeah,
can probably tell you the first time that they met him. There's a story behind that. So his legacy is, you know, so much more of that, and is carried on with Challenge Coins. We remember him at the Fire Academy out at Shasta College every semester, and that's kind of what it was built out of. The foundation is really keeping his legacy alive, not so much as the fireman, remembering that, but also honoring every single capacity that he had outside of that.
Yeah.
And that's where the scholarships come into place, and we're really proud to keep his legacy alive by continuing to give back, because that's exactly what he would have done.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I didn't do him justice in the beginning to say, what was his official title?
Fire inspector, which I was not a fan of the word inspector, because I picture something else. I always said he was a fire investigator.
There you go. And so he was with Shasta College, but also with, help me understand, like, what his role was with Shasta College.
He taught a lot out at Shasta College. Okay. And was with Reading Fire Department as his primary employment, with, you know, working his way up through the ranks. And eventually I'm the fortunate one out of that, being able to, you know, be his partner. So we had a lot of, there was a yin and yang in the office, you know, so his big personality and me just a little bit more reserved.
Yeah.
But it showed in our office space. It showed in our conversations. It really motivated me during my career.
Yeah.
And I think it gave him a kind of a new starting point in his fire career, too, where he was really starting to excel. And I was excited to see him in that capacity and to be a part of that. And he was kind of a little bit short, but we're not going to let that prevent us from remembering him.
Yeah, no, exactly. And so out of all of this, his big personality, his willingness to help, he literally gave his life for our community. And from that, his friends, his wife, get together, and you're giving your lives for our community now by volunteerism, by giving unselfishly. So tell us about the foundation. What does the foundation do for our community? Who wants to grab that one?
Cheryl pointing at me. So the foundation gives back in several ways. We support Shasta College Fire Academy students with scholarships.
Okay.
And to date, we've given out over $106,000 in 7 years to scholarships, which is a wonderful number to say.
Yeah.
We have given out... We give out donations constantly throughout the year to the community. So whether that be Little League sponsorships or
Bikes for Kids,
Wings of Angels. We've done a few things with them.
4-H
animals. Mm-hmm. We try and help kids. This year we bought one that didn't make weight because poor little guy needed to sell that pig.
And families that have experienced their own tragedy as a result of fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not just that, even public safety families that are having a hard time, whether it be a health situation or a kid situation or any situation. We try and get back in that way too.
So when the foundation was formed, the purpose of it wasn't fire families specifically, it was helping the community at large.
Correct.
So how does somebody be considered for that? And I know we only have about a minute and we'll go to break, and then when we come back we can get more involved.
Okay. Usually they reach out to us. Somebody reaches out. There are several board members. So somebody reaches out to somebody else Facebook is a huge component of that. They just reach out and we do what we can in any way we can.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When we come back, let's talk a little bit more. Ryan, we'll hear your story and why you're here with us tonight. And then we can get more involved with the foundation as well. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a commercial break.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Heroes of the North State, and we're here with the Jeremy Stokes Legacy Fire Foundation. And when we left off, we were talking about how the scholarships are gifted to the community. And we are just really lucky and blessed tonight to have Ryan Kuski with us. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to spit that out, Kuski. I used to say it perfectly. He is a first-season firefighter one.
Firefighter one, yeah.
and also a Top Axe winner.
That's correct.
Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah,
tell
so
us.
The Top Axe is an award that's gifted by the Jeremy Stokes Foundation to cadets coming out of the Shasta College Fire Academy. It's essentially just a representation of who Jeremy was. It's somebody who goes through the academy and resembles key attributes of him, you know, just going, you know, the extra mile for, you know, your fellow firefighters and just putting it all out there. And I was fortunate enough to receive that axe. Yeah.
So in that process, so in 2000, so it's the eighth anniversary. How far in advance did you have to apply for that?
For the Academy?
Yeah, no, yes, and for the award for the Foundation Scholarship. Excuse me. You jump right in.
I'm going to let Pat jump in a little bit.
Okay.
Because
Pat?
He can attest to how that all goes down at the Academy.
Okay, right. Perfect.
Ryan, being the recipient, is going to be as humble as he as, as yes. he always is. The Top Acts Award is outside of any other award during the Fire Academy out at Shasta College. And all the students are constantly evaluated, not just by a couple of instructors, but we have instructors from the city of San Francisco, retired from L.A. City, all the way up and down the North State that come out to the college and help. Part of our responsibility as instructors is to evaluate the students. So Ryan was chosen out of that academy because of his conduct, his work ethic, how he treated others, but also his testing scores and how well he performed during the academy.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So during this long process of going through the academy, they're constantly evaluated, not only in their skills evaluation or the classroom, but outside of that, how they are in their normal life, how they conduct themselves when they address academy instructors and other mentors. And Ryan stood out as one of those candidates. And we choose those candidates out of each academy for those exact attributes.
And so you have a committee that's separate from... How does that work with the foundation?
It's not a committee, and the voting actually happens completely separate from the Jeremy Stoke Foundation.
Okay.
We all find out who the recipient is the day of graduation.
Oh,
yeah.
How wonderful.
Including Allison. So to some degree, it's a bit of a surprise. Those of us that are out that are at regular intervals helping out at the academy have a grasp for who stands out and, you know, when that happens. So not an academy. It's just a during the different performance components out at the academy, we talk amongst instructors and, give input. And eventually towards the end of the academy, we submit, just via writing, very informal on, the student that has made it all the way through. A lot of our students don't make it all the way through. So we kind of wait till we get through a lot of those key components. Yeah. We're near graduation, and we submit those nominations.
So is the is it a year-long program? How long is the Fire Academy program?
It's an 18 long rigorous weeks. I remember it being much longer than that, but now that it's over, it was just a blast. I mean, like, the whole experience was just a thrill. And then getting the axe was just the cherry on top, I didn't quite frankly, I didn't expect to get it at all. It was a big surprise for me. And I'm sure it was a big surprise for my dad as well. Just a little bit of background on him. He was one of Jeremy's very, very close friends.
Okay.
And like I mentioned before, Jeremy was just an uncle to me. He wasn't necessarily a big, strong firefighter like most people remember him as, but he was just a good mentor growing up and practically helped raise me. So, when I received the axe, it definitely hit home for my family especially.
Yeah, that's really special. Mm-hmm. Well, and what I love is that someone that he mentored when you were young is being mentored by his colleagues now, 8 years later, and now you're going to be able to go back and invest in our community and be a mentor to others.
Yeah.
So it's that whole ripple effect that one kind act of kindness does for a community, which gives me goosebumps every time I think about it, because I'm blessed each month I get to meet, we have this show once a month, and each month I get to meet new people in the community who are rising above in the next generation of givers. And of course, Jeremy gave the ultimate sacrifice, but look at the good that has come from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I think we've touched on it a couple of times in conversation. I know Carly and I, and I think everybody sitting around this table, we've touched on it, that as hard as it is to have lost him, like, the blessings are in abundance.
Yeah.
And we're really lucky for those blessings that have come into our lives.
Yeah. Well, and it's the people that are surrounded him, because there can be tragic situations where they're immobilized. We were talking about that a little bit on the break, where everyone has a different time and space of healing. Where, Pat, you're fairly new to the foundation board. How long did you say? 2-3 years?
Yeah, about 3 years.
3 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you came on fairly soon. Mm-hmm. Carly, I'm pointing at Carly. And then Ryan, I almost called you Jay because we keep saying Jay. Ryan is newly a benefit from it. And then Allison is, you know, the wife. So she's been here from the beginning. But, I mean, when you think about that, like how many people would still like to get involved and support? And maybe they knew Jeremy then, and now is a good time, and people come for a season.
Yeah, timing is everything. We spoke about that, and sometimes through that process, you're finding it difficult to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know our community went through a lot of that with losing their house and losing everything that they had. So there's that kind of pause, and that's where I take great pride in speaking about the foundation and the members that were able to step up immediately and put a lot of that aside and say this is something that we have to do moving forward because Jeremy's legacy is going to be so important moving forward.
Yeah.
And you know, receiving the top X is a big component of that, but with that comes some responsibility. I think the recipients know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the axe is heavy, quite literally and mentally.
Yeah.
And there's a solid amount of pride and ownership that comes with that axe, and the expectation is that you're going to join us in that fight for his legacy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So with the top axe, so I'm learning along with our listeners. Are there other levels, or is there one recipient a year?
We actually had 1 year where we had two recipients.
Okay.
Because they just could, the instructors could just not decide between the two. And I will say every single recipient of this axe has shown tremendous growth in what they give back to the community, what they continue to do in their home life, what they continue to do at work. I cannot ever say a bad thing about any top axe recipient that has come our way. They have all been amazing. And like Pat touched on, we don't have anything to do with it. We don't know who it is. Half the time we don't even know them, but we get to know them through this, through this award, and we're blessed to have them as a part of our family, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're giving the top, what time of the year is the top axe given, at the graduation or?
Yeah, so it's given at graduation. There's two academies at the Shasta College Academy a year. So there's two axes per year.
Gotcha.
And it's given right at the end.
Okay. And then, so then the other donations that you've given or scholarships, I want to call it the right thing, 4-H and so on. Those are things that happen throughout the year?
Correct.
In addition to this.
So top axe is just one component that we do at Shasta College. We also, candidates can also, so they don't apply for the top axe, but they do apply for a scholarship.
Okay.
And then they come in, we sit down, we interview them, and we give them a scholarship.
Yeah, it's a very hard interview, by the way.
It's the hardest interview they'll ever have.
So with all of that, you have to raise the funds in order to do it.
Correct.
And that's where the community gets involved.
Yes.
And is able to sew back into the foundation through fundraising, community events. And we'll talk about that. We're going to take a commercial break in just a moment. But when we come back, let's talk about how our community can really still rally around this and support each other. And we'll go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online
at ShastaSIR.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, how early should a seller start developing their strategy if they want to sell their home? And is pricing considered the biggest part of that selling strategy?
That's actually a really good question. I think most successful sellers in today's market are starting about 6 months before they go on the market for sale. And in that period, they're making improvements and adjustments to their property. So they're positioned really well and ready to really receive top dollar when they come to market. Second part of your question around price, it's always important, but really process in many cases is more important than just the price.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What? You're gonna tell her?
Oh yeah. You can't hear a word you're saying.
I don't think you're talking to me. I just see smiles.
Well, welcome back to the show, and we are here with the Jeremy Stokes Legacy Fire Foundation. And when we went to the commercial break, we were talking about how our community could get involved and how they have been involved through fundraising and just honestly enjoying each other's company. So who would like to lead off to talk about what the special events look like in the past and what they might look like in the future?
Now, that's a hard point to pat.
Everyone's pointing at Carly, but really? Jump right in.
Well, the first event started very small from its inception at a local establishment in Reading. That really kind of got the gears turning, everybody thinking about it, everybody wanting to take part and give back. And from there, just an amazing board that, you know, let this roll and take on a life of its own up until our last fundraiser, where it was really what we saw, a vision of a family-oriented event that includes a cornhole tournament, includes dinner, donations from our local community, outlying areas, and just business owners, private businesses, and a lot of our fire service brothers and sisters that joined in to make the event happen.
Yeah. And so your very first one. So I was at that last event, and it was amazing. I didn't win the boat, and I keep telling Allison I didn't win the boat. I tried. I bought my ticket. But no, I'm just giving her a hard time. But I did win two fishing poles. So.
You did. You won a lot that night.
I did, actually. It was quite embarrassing. But it was fun. And it was really nice event. It was nice and cool. It was a nice evening. Well, it was kind of warm in the daytime, but the cornhole tournaments, mm-hmm. Is that the big draw for that?
I think so. It's definitely something that we actually started doing camping with our family and friends. And so that, I think, was kind of part of the inception of the cornhole tournament was I have gone on a family Labor Day camping trip every year for, I don't even know how many years, probably close to 16 years because yeah. Aubrey was fairly little. And that's where cornhole started for us. And okay. so, and it's also popular. People love yeah. to do it. So,
but you were doing it before it was cool.
We were doing it before it was cool. Yes. Yes. But that's kind of how it got started was, it was popular and we love to do it. So, and everybody has a good time. And then yeah. this year we incorporated a dinner into it with a live band mm-hmm. who, are some of our, fellow firefighters that we absolutely love and cherish. So it was a really good time this year. And I think I had the best time this year of any other cornhole tournament. So yeah. it was good to see all the faces and sit down and break bread, together, which is a really important thing for me. Breaking bread with people I care about mm-hmm. is very important. So
there's something, that is something about getting around the dinner table, getting around the, you know, the banquet table, the round tables at all these events. And it's that community where if you didn't know the person sitting next to you, you now do by the end of yes. the evening, because once yeah. you're right. Once you're eating with them and talking, getting to know them and mm-hmm. bidding on items, it's that whole camaraderie.
Yes.
And I think too with ours, it's so relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, it's just come out, have a good time. You're yeah. literally with your family and your yep. friends. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. it's not some dinner where you're
yeah we're not getting dressed yeah. up, we're not, you know, making sure that there's, you know, a course served in front of you. It's
yeah.
the amazing John Lunty, you yeah. know, and the Lunty family that gives back to us every mm-hmm. single year and puts out an amazing spread. They've been doing that for us the entire time, okay. every mm-hmm. single year. Yeah. They donate that to us. And you get to eat really good food yeah. And break bread with mm-hmm. people you know and people you don't. And they, you know, you become family at the end of it. And that's a huge part of who mm-hmm. he was, is the family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly yeah. true. And then for those of you who don't know John Lunty, you do know him through San Francisco yes. Deli. Yes. So it's the family that had the legacy of the incredible bread and yes. meat and everything San Francisco Deli. Well, he's still catering.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. people don't realize that because the storefront's closed, you can still get him for catering.
You can, and it's
so
amazing.
Yeah, very good.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm a business owner. How can I get involved if I want to donate? What's the process?
You can reach out to us on social media, Instagram, Facebook.
Email to our website's up,
stokelegacy.org.
Okay. Is there a place you click and then fill out a form, or it just shows you who to contact?
Shows you who to contact.
Okay, mm-hmm. so there's a challenge out there for all of us businesses that would like to sponsor this event, because your sponsorship is sowing back into the community. If you have a product that you want to, and or service,
yeah,
you want to donate.
Yep.
You do mm-hmm. raffles.
We do raffles. We do silent auction. We're hoping to incorporate a live auction.
Yeah.
We do a dessert auction that we did this year that we really, really mm-hmm. loved.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all donated. We are so, so grateful every single year. I think, we all kind of stress a little bit, like, you know, we're not good at asking. None of us are very good at going in and being like, will you give me free things?
Yeah.
We're not. We are not those people. We will buy them 10 times over. So it's always such a joy when those people are like, no, I want to give mm-hmm. you this, and I want to give you this, because then it brings more money back into a foundation that I hope is long after I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's true. And when they're giving, when the community is giving, it's giving back. So it's not just, you know, going in someone's closet.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like the money is being raised and it's giving back. I mean, look at Ryan. He's going to go out mm-hmm. there and someday save your home or your forest or whatever. It's California. Cal Fire. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think it's great. And then also, so my brain went squirrel mm-hmm. for a minute, because we had talked, I don't know if it's official, but can we sponsor a cornhole board?
We are working on that. We are hoping, we haven't brought it up to the board, so, you know, Pat's definitely like, what are you talking about?
I'll tell you that later.
We're hoping that this year, to be able to work with C&H Cornhole, mm-hmm. And get some boards made that people can buy the boards, and mm-hmm. we will hold on to them for, you know, however many years, and that sponsorship, we're working out all the details,
okay.
but that is kind of our hope, to have our sponsors on boards mm-hmm. This next year, but we're working on it.
Okay, no problem. I'll put you on the spot.
All part of that legacy and, you know, really building the foundation to where it's sustainable.
Yeah, exactly.
To where we can continue this. And as time goes by, some people aren't going to know what the car fire is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not going to remember that. We have new people in our community that this allows a format for dialogue. This
exactly.
allows a little bit of history that was very significant in the city of Reading that over time we're relying on those business owners to be part of something, be part of a legacy of something that impacted our community on a very high level
yes.
that we're turning around and making it positive.
Yes. You know, you... what you just said is a conversation we had last week and a good friend of mine and I had is, we knew Jeremy and we knew Jeremy, but there are generations that are going to come up after us that won't.
Sure.
And so why support? Why do? And that's where this message is so important, to share and to share again.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you for giving us that platform to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's actually my privilege. I love being able to do that. So let's talk about, maybe I don't have a business and I just want to attend. So what does that look like? Can we buy individual tickets? Do we buy a table?
You can buy a table. You can buy dinner tickets.
Okay.
You can come out and play cornhole and then attend the dinner. You can play cornhole and not attend the dinner. There's so
nice.
Many different options. With that really quick so that we don't run out of time, I'm going to let everybody know. We already have a date for
okay.
this year.
Yeah. Good.
Or for next year, I should say. It is May 1st, 2027. It is potentially out at White Rock Ranch. I have to say that slowly,
nice.
Either it comes out very wrong.
It's beautiful.
Excuse me. Quirky Harmon and his beautiful wife, Cindy, are always very good to us. So that is where we will have the dinner and cornhole tournament this year.
And that, like you were saying, that's an all-day. You can
yes.
you don't have to come all day. It's
no.
like the a la carte of... a fundraising
yeah.
event,
yeah.
where you could, if you just went cornhole and go,
correct.
Some people did.
Yep.
Some people,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't do the cornhole during the day. We came during the dinner, which, and the fundraising part, mm-hmm. which was great. But next year, I really want to do the cornhole. Yeah.
We'll make
that's
sure
my
cases.
Plan.
And it's
that.
So family friendly. Like, people had their kids out there.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
year was very special with us. One of the other close foundations that we have, and Allison can probably speak to that pretty closely,
yeah.
is Outfitters for Hope. And they attended our event and out of that provided an opportunity for
mm-hmm.
people to find out a little bit about Outfitters for Hope and the Jeremy Stoke Foundation. And through that,
yeah.
we were able to, Allison, if you could speak to that.
Yes. So Outfitters for Hope is a foundation that we love to support. The people that started it are very small, and they're wonderful. And they came to us with an opportunity to be able to help a local family with a child with cancer to go on a once-in-a-lifetime hunt. And so we were able to take that opportunity and say to the people attending, hey, would you be willing to not only support us tonight, but support them as well? And we were able to raise all of the funds
mm-hmm.
for that,
wow.
that little, I shouldn't say little one, because she's not a little one anymore, but that,
yeah.
that child to go on that once in a lifetime hunt. And that's huge for us to be able to partner with somebody else is something we will do over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A great
yeah.
ripple effect of what,
yes.
we're trying to do.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, and that's it. That's it right here. That's, good people making a difference in the lives of other people because it's the right thing to do. No one's making you, no one's telling you to, you do it simply because it's the right thing to do.
And we love it. I mean,
yeah.
I think the bottom line is if we didn't love it, we wouldn't do it. But
mm-hmm.
it never dawns on me whether it's right or wrong. It's
yeah.
because I love it. I love to see the smiles on
mm-hmm.
those kids' faces when we hand them a check. Or the smile on a little kid's face when they get a bike at Christmas that they weren't expecting. You know,
yeah.
it's those things that bring joy to us. And that make us remember his smile.
Yeah, that's it. But and Allison, though, that's who you are in the core, and that's who Jeremy was in the core prior to this tragic event, because you were already giving back. Your family was already making a difference. And we're simply running out of time. I just got the one-minute signal. So I'd like to take this time to thank each and every one of you for coming.
Thank you.
For sharing
thank
your
you.
Story. You're welcome. Thank you, Ryan. And Allison, thank you. I wish you... only the best. And I know that you're very happy now and your family is moving forward and I'm just really glad to be part of it.
Thank you. Well, I'm very blessed with every single person in this room and beyond this room. So I'm thankful for that.
Wonderful. Say the website one more time, and then we're going to sign off.
StokeLegacy.org.
StokeLegacy.org. Support the Jeremy Stoke Legacy Fire Foundation. And if you're just now tuning in and you have questions and maybe you can't get a hold of anybody, call me. I'd be happy to help you. Michelle at My Umbrella Marketing. And we'll see you again next month. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.